Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon, Wintrust Business Lunch. Wendy Snyder here in for John Williams. And let's begin with Tom Gimbel. He's the founder and CEO of LaSalle Network. Hi there, Tom. How are you?
I'm great, Wendy. Good to talk to you.
You as well. Now, listen, I have a bit of a question for you. Scrolling through Facebook, a lot of times I will come across these ads for tech jobs, and they seem really cool. First of all, could you just tell me specifically what a tech job is?
Well, number one, I think you shouldn't be looking for a job. I think you're great on the radio.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, of course. And number
it just pops up. It's not like I'm looking, you know, it just happens.
Yeah. We'll talk to Mary about that. I don't know what's going on there. So, you know, in all seriousness, there's two different types of tech jobs. And so a real tech job, air quotes, is somebody who's working within the technology department. They are either developers or engineers. They're writing code. They're doing data migrations, they're data scientists, they're help desk professionals, they are doing work with the Amazon Web Service or cybersecurity and those things. Those are the real technology jobs. Now, you have other people that say they're in tech, and those might be people who are in customer support or sales or even marketing, and they say that they're tech people, but they just happen to have traditional jobs at technology companies.
Okay. And so working at Google and Amazon sounds all cool and good and everything, but there have been a lot of layoffs, have there not?
Yes. So they've all been laying people off in big numbers, tens of thousands. And Microsoft just announced that they're doing another layoff in addition to the 10,000 people they laid off in January. So what happened, Wendy, was the big tech companies, which would be Apple and Facebook and Amazon and Google and Netflix and all these companies, they kind of thought that the pandemic lifestyle would last forever. And they hired up accordingly for that. And what's happened as the world's gotten somewhat back to normal is the business didn't keep up. And so now they've got to lay people off because it's just to have the same amount of revenue or the same amount of things going on with a lot more people just isn't, you know, that's not, they don't teach that in business school. Don't spend more money.
So there are some maybe not as cool companies that are trying to get tech workers to come their way. And what are some ways they can attract them?
Well, now this is the great part, Wendy, because not so cool is now the new cool.
Right? I gotcha. Yeah.
Because What's cooler than keeping your job and getting paid?
Amen.
Right? So would you rather be unemployed and not working for a tech company you used to work at, or be gainfully employed by a company that actually wants you, challenges you, will promote you, give you benefits, pay your 401k, health insurance, and all those things? So the key is that in today's day and age, technology skills are really transferable. And so if you were at an entry level like a help desk or you are doing more sophisticated work like cybersecurity or working in an ERP like Salesforce or SAP, and you get laid off or downsized, that there are jobs outside of technology companies with manufacturing companies and delivery service companies and law firms and financial services, that there's so many different types of companies that need those types of workers, because really every company has a tech department these days.
That's a good point. So what would attract them? Like, will you allow them to maybe do hybrid work or work from home at all?
Well, I think that's the thing. So employees should be looking for it because they should realize that sometimes good, stable work and good, stable career and company and being a bigger fish in a smaller pond is really a great career move. But from the company perspective, they have to figure out how they're going to compete for this talent. And now, before we had the pandemic, there were technology developers who were working remotely. That's been a thing in IT since well before 2020. So you may have to bend the rules a little bit for some IT people, depending on the role. Now, I don't think that's definitely a necessity, right? When there's higher unemployment, employers have more control over what the structure is. But you've got to, the key thing is, if you want to get good talent in technology, you've got to be willing to invest in the actual technology that they use. And that'll make your company better. And if you're really forward thinking and want your company to be competitive, no matter what you do, to have a great technology platform makes a lot of sense.
Do they have to pay you more too?
No, I don't necessarily think that's the case. I think what companies have to do is realize that different levels of people make different levels of money. And if you're going to invest in IT, it's like saying you had a one-person sales department, now you're going to hire a VP of sales. It's going to be more expensive, but you're going to get more bang for your buck because you're going to build something. And I think it's the exact same thing here. For some roles, you may have to pay more, but for others, the salaries aren't that crazy, and it's settled down a lot the past 18 months.
Well, thank you for shedding some light on this, Tom. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Always good to talk to you, and I remember the old Bill and Wendy days, and those were funny, funny shows.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network. And did you know it's only 160 days until Christmas? I have to be honest with you. I was not thinking about that, but maybe I should. If you can't wait and you need a little Christmas in July, there's the nonprofit Santa for a Day, and it's holding a Christmas in July event at Evanston Space tomorrow night. Joining us right now is the founder of Santa for a Day, Rich Gentile. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I would like to help out like you do. Christmas in July, it's happening at Space in Evanston. And what's the whole point of this? To raise funds, but explain this, because it's such a great thing you're doing.
Yeah, we're excited to add Evanston as our eighth city. Santa for a Day started in 2018. And Evanston joins Chicago, Milwaukee, Detroit, Boston, Atlanta, Philly, and Kansas City as one of the great cities that we get to serve. And so Space is such a pillar of the community up there. They're excited about what we're doing. And so they're hosting this event for us to help create awareness and help to get us started in Evanston for this year. And we're thrilled to be partnering with Family Focus, which is a wonderful organization that serves families in need in Evanston.
Okay, so explain this. What is exactly Santa for a Day? So every year there are thousands of underserved children throughout the United States. They write letters to Santa, and sometimes Santa doesn't answer them. But you have changed that.
Yeah, you know, I came up with the idea probably 20 years ago, to be honest. And I was in the downtown post office in Chicago, and I'm mailing out my gifts, of course, on December 23rd.
Of course.
And even back then, there was no one in the post office. But there was this stack of letters, and I asked the clerk, you know, how many letters are there? And he said, you know, maybe 12,000. I said, wow, how many get answered? And he said, maybe 100. We don't know, because people might take a letter, but we don't know if they actually follow through. And so it just kind of broke my heart. You know, 20 years ago, my kids were young. And it's a wonderful program that the post office had, but, it's 100 years old. And so it was kind of floundering. And, I thought, you know, how do we introduce Santa to today's world? And, of course, you do that online. So I came up with this idea of just connecting people with disposable income with a retailer and needy kids. And it's really a simple idea. And I took it to U.S. Congressman Danny Davis in Chicago, and he loved it. He was the head of the Postal Committee at that time. And so, long story short, over the years, we finally got it going in 2018. And I'm thrilled that Congressman Davis serves on our board and has been a great supporter of ours. And we started with Chicago Housing Authority. And that's been our model, to partner with an organization that has a great infrastructure and great connection to the local communities. And so, as I said, we're doing that with Evanston, with Family Focus.
You are a beautiful human being. That is really just, seriously, my sister worked downtown. She's a retired attorney, and she used to go to the post office and pick up letters and then bring them to us at home and share them with our family so we would mail things out. And it does give you a really good feeling because, I mean, really, getting toys from Santa is the best thing ever. You mentioned that it started here in Chicago, and how many cities are you in now?
Evanston will be our eighth. Jeez. And so we hope to help. We should help about 10,000 kids this year. Last year we did 6,800 and gave out about 14,000 gifts. And what the kids get to ask for something at three things, something educational. They can ask for a toy, something they really want. And then the third thing is something that they or someone in their family really needs. And so, you know, we started this exercise with a literacy component, wanting to teach kids the power of the pen and how to share their own stories. And it's kind of grown from that now, where we do thank you letters to create an attitude of gratitude. And then we do essays in Black History Month. And then we're launching in some of our cities, and we hope to bring to Chicago and Evanston in 2024, a reading rewards program to encourage literacy year round, because it's such an important thing in the age group we serve. You know, we serve 5 to 12 year olds.
Oh, that is so great. So tomorrow night, this is Christmas in July at Evanston Space. We have about a minute left. If you can tell us what's happening, will Santa be there, and how do we get tickets?
Yeah. So you can go to santaforaday.org to get tickets. We are thrilled to partner with Northwestern University, along with Wintrust Bank and Byline Bank and other local pillars of our community to do this. And there'll be some Northwestern athletes there. President Preckwinkle will be there from Cook County to announce the new partnership. And so it should be a fun evening, and there's tickets involved. We've had good ticket sales, but there's tickets that remain, and it should be a fun evening. The doors open at 6 p.m. and music starts at 7 p.m.
And Santa will be there, right?
And Santa will be there.
All
yeah,
right.
For sure. And also with 15 to 20 of the kids from Family Focus.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. It's santaforaday.org. Founder Santa for a Day, Rich Gentile, on with us right now. And have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
I'm telling you early.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Wendy. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. SantaForADay.org. And if you can't make it at Evanston Space, you can donate on the website. Jennifer Streaks, senior personal finance reporter and spokesperson over at Insider.com. Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully. All right. Let's talk about a couple of things. I am not going to be traveling. I'm just going away for a girls' weekend. But there are people that will be doing some international travel. And what do we need to know about, is there a right credit card for international travel? Do we have to tell our bank we're going away so they won't cancel our card? What's going on?
Yeah, the first thing that you want to do definitely is call your bank and let them know that you're going to be traveling, especially for international travel, because you get over there, let's say you go to Italy or France, and you start swiping your card and your bank is not aware, they could very much so shut down your card because they think it might be fraud. So you definitely want to let your bank know ahead of time that you're going to be making that travel.
All right, that's good advice, even just going to another town, correct?
Definitely. Like, I just went to Charleston for a little bit of a trip and to visit home, and I called my bank and let them know ahead of time. I will be in Charleston for the next week, so if you see any transactions that are coming out of Charleston, South Carolina, that's where I'll be. And they were perfectly fine with it.
Yeah, that is a good thing to do, because I was unable to get gas in Indiana, which is
wow.
I know. I have a good bank, evidently. maybe you should have different credit cards. Is that an option as well, to bring multiple credit cards?
Yeah, definitely bring multiple credit cards. You may have a card that's really good for just shopping, or that offers you points or airline miles for shopping. You may have another credit card that has no foreign transaction fees, and that means that's going to save you money while you're out of town, out of the country, using that card. So you need to plan how you're going to maximize your finances while you're traveling.
Are there transaction fees in a different country?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Can you tell I've never been out of the country?
Sometimes when you are traveling internationally and you use a credit card, you can pay an extra fee. It can be all the way up to 3% on top of the expense just for using your credit card. So if you have a card that doesn't charge foreign transaction fees, that could save you a lot of money, especially if you're going to be gone for a while and you're going to be using that card. So it's definitely something worth taking a look at.
All right. And plan ahead if you're going to use a debit card, because some places won't take it. Is that what's up with that?
Yeah, there are some places that don't take ATM cards. You want to know in advance if you need to withdraw money, because there could be a charge for withdrawing money. So you want to make sure that you plan. If I need to withdraw money in this city, if I'm out of the country or at this time or this amount, you want to know ahead of time so you're not just swiping a debit card and racking up a bunch of fees. And also, you don't want to be stuck only using a credit card and you get somewhere that doesn't take debit cards.
Yeah, that would be a problem. Okay, so during the pandemic, some people lost their jobs. Inflation is here. People have been spending money. Did I read somewhere that credit card debt is really up there now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, U.S. households right now are carrying easily up to $1 trillion in credit card debt, and that was just put out by the New York Federal Reserve. So in terms of any savings that happened during the pandemic, we are running out of that. We're running out of the reserves, and people are falling back on their credit cards, which is increasing their debt.
All right. Now, here's the big question. Yes, you have to pay off your credit cards, but your dollar is not going as far as it used to. So I know you got to limit yourself, but what are some ways realistically that we can help get rid of some of this post-pandemic debt?
Well, I mean, the first thing you've got to do is stop the credit card usage. You just have to stop it. Just if you know that you're in debt, you're constantly carrying a balance, you're not paying it off every month, just put yourself on a credit card diet and stop using it and really sit down and say, how much debt am I in? And how do I get out of it? What payments do I want to make? Do I want to get on the phone with my credit card issuer and try to work out a payment plan? But just you have to make getting out of debt a priority.
What about transferring some balances to a different credit card that perhaps you don't have to pay back for 18 months or 2 years? Is that a good idea?
It can be if you can actually pay that card off in the allotted time. When you have that 0% balance transfer offer, that's great, but it only works typically for a year, year and a half. And so if you don't pay it off during that time and you're still carrying a balance at the end of that introductory period, not only are you going to pay interest on what's left, but they're going to charge you the interest on what you initially placed on that card. So, I mean, that can rack up to a lot of money in interest. So only do that if you know that you're going to be able to pay it off within the allotted period of time.
All right. And what about people who are getting a credit card for the first time? Do you have any advice for them? Don't do it. That's what I would tell them. Don't do it. Pay cash only.
I mean, in that, you know, paying cash only is great, but there are times when you need a credit card or when it's even advantageous to use a credit card. But just make sure that you really understand, especially for first-timers, that having a credit card is a responsibility. And it's not just an extension. It's not extra money. It's not an extension of your budget. A credit card is used for, say, travel, renting a rental car, and for emergencies, not just everyday usage. If you're someone that's paying it off, that you can afford to pay it off at the end of the month, and you want to use it for rewards or points, and you have the type of credit card where if you buy a cup of coffee, you get a point or an airline mile, and you know you can pay it off, then that's fine. But if you're trying to use that credit card as extra money and you find yourself putting a lot of everyday items on your credit card, I would say to you that, you know, you might need to look at your budget. Are you getting your first credit card for the right reason? Do you really need to somehow find a way to make more money?
Well, that is great advice. It's you know so much, and we appreciate your time. Jen Streaks, Senior Personal Finance Reporter and Spokesperson at Insider.com. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you.
And here's Steve Grzanich with the Wintrust Business Minute.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. The office vacancy rate in the suburbs has ticked up again and is now at a record high. Real estate services firm Jones Lang LaSalle says the suburban office vacancy rate rose to 28.9% in the second quarter, up from 28.5% in the first quarter. A year ago, that figure was 27.1%, and at the beginning of 2020, it was just 22.1%. The data is further evidence that companies are still shrinking office footprints as remote work continues. JLL says the suburbs have lost more than 3 million square feet of office space since 2020, nearly the same amount that was lost during the Great Recession that started in 2008. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois has 300 jobs to fill at its customer services center in Chicago's Pilsen neighborhood. Cranes reports the insurer plans an initial hiring round of 70 people. It's seeking applicants who can speak both English and Spanish. Most of the positions will be in customer service, but about 30 will be information technology jobs. Blue Cross leased the center 3 years ago. It's located in Pilsen's Mural Park development. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
And I want to find out about fried chicken, free fried chicken. Here's the business of food with Steve Alexander.
Thank you. And on the food calendar, today is Mandela Day, celebrating Nelson Mandela's birthday, which has what to do with food? We will find out after I thank the Chevy Silverado HD for sponsoring us. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Okay, Mandela Day, he would have been 105 today.
He was a big part of changing not only South Africa, but the world with his unique approach to establishing social equity.
That is John Fisher, the CEO of Nando's, the restaurant chain.
Our connection is Mandela was a huge Nando's fan. He got out of jail after 30 years and traveled the streets of Johannesburg, and everywhere he looked, there was a Nando's.
So today, at Nando's restaurants around the Chicago area,
we like to honor his memory every year by giving back,
which includes Nando's rewarding you with free chicken.
We ask our guests to come to Nando's and make a donation, a school supply donation, and when they do, we give them a free quarter chicken. And those school supplies help underprivileged schools with everything from notebooks to pencils to pens to backpacks.
He says last year around 2,000 backpacks full of supplies were donated to schools, and employees of Nando's, which are called Nandakas, go into the community to work.
We call it 67 minutes of community work. It really turns out to be half a day, but we like to say 67 because Nelson Mandela fought for 67 years for social justice. Hundreds of our Nandakas volunteer, everybody from me to an employee who's been there for 2 weeks.
He says they help clean up neighborhoods, including painting schools and cleaning out church basements, that sort of thing.
It's a great chance to spread some goodness.
Okay, now to get your free chicken from Nando's, take your donations of school supplies to a Nando's restaurant.
We've got 12 restaurants in the city and in the burbs. They should bring their school supplies and they get their free quarter chicken.
Only from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. today. On the food calendar, it's National Tropical Fruit Day, it's National Sour Candy Day, and National Caviar Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.
We have Jared Lloyd on the line with us, former European professional basketball player and the brother of two-time WNBA champion, five-time All-Star in Seattle Storm guard Jewel Lloyd. How are you, Jared?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So sibling rivalry, first of all, did you guys have it at all?
Absolutely. So I'm 7 years older than she is, right? And definitely would always want to, you know, keep up with me on the court. But yes, we definitely had a lot of battles.
I played high school basketball, and I would like to play horse with both of you.
All right, well, we're in Chicago. Absolutely.
All right, actually, let's play Smoothie, because there is a grand reopening of Smoothie King Skokie. Tell us all about this.
Yeah, well, you know, we grew up in Lincolnwood. Obviously, Skokie is our nearby sister. And we just had an opportunity to acquire the Skokie location, and we wanted to bring healthier options to the community, and we care about the community, and we were fortunate to do that. And so we're having the re-grand opening to announce us as owners and really to provide amazing healthy options in the community.
All right, now when is this happening, first of all?
So this is happening on Saturday from 11 to 1.
All right, and the address?
3612 Toohey Avenue, Skokie, Illinois.
All right, and I'm going to say something to you that you are going to either be ashamed or be in disbelief. I honestly don't think I've ever had a smoothie.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously, so tell me what your favorites are and healthy and go for it.
All right, so, yeah, the best thing about Smoothie King is that you can customize your options, right? And it's all fresh, organic, healthy, no preservatives. And so our motto is you can rule your day. So whether you have never had a smoothie before, whether you that's your daily routine, there's always going to be an option for you. So that's one of the amazing things about the Smoothie King that we've grown to love. My favorite smoothie is definitely something with strawberry and banana. And then I add a little kale to it. So there's amazing options. You can always customize. And for you, you know, if you love coffee, we have a coffee option. If you love watermelon, we actually have a watermelon option. So there's a lot of summer delights and a lot of different options you can choose from.
All right. So I actually don't mind kale. I know a lot of people do not like kale. I love kale salads, but it's very healthy for you. So you can mix it. If you don't like it, you can mix it in, as you mentioned. What did you say? Strawberry and banana is what you like?
Sure. Yeah, strawberry and banana. Our most famous smoothie is actually the Hulk. So that's for people that love to work out, and it's huge, and it's the bestseller. But yeah, you can get a coffee option. If you like mango, you get mango. So it's definitely something that is a healthier option than, you know, eating a bucket of chicken for lunch.
But come on, Jared, all things in moderation. If you want chicken, you know, do it once in a while, right?
Absolutely. And the cool thing is, actually, we have Halal Guys right next to us.
Oh, I love that
so
place,
What most people do is they grab their Halal Guys and they have a smoothie. So it works out really well.
So Skokie is home to a lot of diverse cultures out there, and that just explains it. You could have your shawarma, you can have your smoothie, and it's a great area out there.
Yeah, we love our area, and we're just really excited to be able to provide healthy options for people in the community. We definitely are looking to make some of our smoothies halal and also kosher. And because we know the diversity in the community, we want to be extremely welcoming to everyone. So, there's a lot of diversity. We grew up around it, and we're very fortunate to be a part of the community.
This is pretty exciting, opening up your own business, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's very important, especially for minorities. That's something that we truly, truly care about, is providing opportunities to folks that that look like us, and also that, you know, can start their first opportunity, whether it be a high school student or someone with a disability. We want to provide that opportunity for folks to have employment as well.
So Lincolnwood basketball legend siblings Jewel and Jared Lloyd invite the public to the grand reopening of Smoothie King Skokie. This is this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 3612 West Toohey Avenue in Skokie. And will there be some free smoothie samples for guests to try?
Absolutely. There's going to be some free smoothie samples. We're going to have a lot of different things. We're raffling over 40 items. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for that, really good quality items, and we're also going to have stuff for the kids, too, so very family-oriented.
You still playing basketball anywhere?
Absolutely. It's called I Gotta Keep Up With My Sister. So.
Are you going to make her clean more than you at the store?
You know what? She's traveling, but when she comes back in the fall and winter, she's there, so yes.
Well, I'm very happy for you, and best of luck. I wish you great success with a Smoothie King Skokie. And listeners, go out and check them out Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 3612 West Toohey Avenue in Skokie. Jared, thanks for talking to us, and best of luck.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.